How you doing?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing just great. So, when you pop on the film of the 49ers, what do you see?
You know, it's obviously a very similar group to what we played last year. Physical up front, good in the back end, two really good linebackers, and, you know, kind of, you know, doing a good job playing their scheme, playing well.
Because of the personnel they used on defense this last week, I mean, do you think that you'll see some of that as well with the six defensive backs and Willis on the sideline?
I imagine we could get some of that. You know, they were just matching personnel to Green Bay, so it depends on what personnel is in the game for us. But you know, if we we do some of our stuff where we go you know, 4 and 5 wide kind of stuff, then yeah, I could see Paris Cox getting some playing time for sure.
For you guys as a whole, just describe what you guys had to do there in the closing minutes of that game after you'd had sort of a rough, you know, stretch up to that point.
I just had to execute, you know, kind of came out in the first three quarters and really, you know, played well, just turned the ball over. And, you know, three times, obviously, I can't do that again and expect to win. So, you know, just got to go and make sure that, you know, we executed down the stretch. We did a good job of that and came away with a win.
Matthew, how were you able to kind of settle down after those first three interceptions?
Why was I able to?
How were you able to?
Oh,
I mean, a lot of
that. How was I able to? Well, we had about, you know, half the game left to play. I had either, you know, kind of two choices, either keep playing or hang them up. So, obviously decided to keep playing and you know, you got to keep throwing, you got to get yourself out of it. And, you know, threw the ball besides the three picks pretty well. So, we just kept believing in our system, believing in the guys around us, and went out there and made some plays at the end.
Matthew, how amazing is it what the 49ers offense has done? You know, 26 quarters without a turnover. Alex Smith didn't have any interceptions in the two playoff games either. What does it take for a quarterback to play that kind of football?
You know, it's what their system's built around: protecting the football, playing good defense, taking what the defense gives you, and, you know, playing great special teams. That's what they do. You know, they have a very good running game. Alex is playing really well. Obviously upgraded the receiver position in the offseason, and, you know, attacking, you know, all parts of the field now, and he's playing great. You know, I got to give a lot of credit to Alex and that system. He's playing well.
Matthew, did you ever imagine that DeMarcus Dobbs could end up turning into a tight end after playing with him at Georgia?
He's always been a really good athlete, so nothing really surprised me about Dobbs. He's a good buddy. He's a really, really good player, and I'm glad he's kind of found his niche there.
Matthew, can you go back to the end of last season's game? Not necessarily the handshake. What happened before your final series, and how you were trying to answer the 49ers' go-ahead touchdown there, and what happened?
Yeah, we didn't move the ball, didn't get a chance to score. You know, they did a good job on defense after they scored their touchdown.
Did that game seem, you know, extra intensified? I mean, you guys were undefeated at the time. I mean, how do you describe the sort of the struggle that took place on that day?
You know, it was kind of tough because there were some instances where we kind of beat ourselves and, you know, had some penalties, had some plays that, you know, got down inside the, you know, 5-yard line and got called for some, you know, maybe a holding here or a chop there, and, you know, kind of had two big plays called back, and then got down inside the red zone and didn't finish off drives a couple times. So that's kind of, you know, what put us in that spot, and we understand that we got to finish off drives a little bit better this week.
We saw that Calvin Johnson is on the injury report. What's his status right now?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask Coach on that.
Could you get him on the phone? is there any such thing as, like, forcing the ball into Calvin Johnson too much, or is he a guy that's, you know, no matter how many guys might be around him, he's kind of open?
You know, obviously I don't feel like I've forced it into him too often. He only had 6 catches in the first game, but he's a guy that definitely, you know, when he has one-on-one and sometimes two guys on him, he's still got some opportunity to make some plays along on the same page, and he understands that, and I understand that, so that's, yeah, kind of how we approach those.
Your Coach Schwartz was talking about on the game-winning touchdown, you know, the attention that Calvin got really made that happen. Is that what you saw?
Definitely. He gets a lot of attention no matter where he goes on the field. And sometimes we use that for an advantage. Sometimes, you know, we're using it to get other guys open. So, you know, it's just he's a special player in this league unlike any other. And you have to, you know, defenses treat him that way, so we have to treat him that way on offense for sure.
All right, thank you, Matthew.
Thanks very much. Hi, guys. Thanks.